Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
We have a link to it. Want to get you the latest on this mid-air collision in our nation's capital, Reagan International Airport, over the Potomac River. And joining us from CBS is Eleanor Watson, who usually covers issues at the Pentagon. Eleanor, good morning. What's the latest?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. We're still learning information as this unfolds. We do know from law enforcement officials who are giving a briefing right now that they don't expect to find any survivors. They've switched from a rescue operation to a recovery operation. We learned last night, the Army confirmed that there was an Army Black Hawk helicopter that collided with a passenger plane. There were three soldiers on board that Black Hawk that was taking part in a training flight. The search and rescue, search and recovery has found one of those soldiers, but the two others will be part of the efforts today to recover.
And we know this was coming from Wichita, the passenger flight, American Eagle, from American Airlines. And as you mentioned, the military training operation happened just before 9 p.m. last night, and then the airport's been shut down since. Is it still anticipated that it will reopen at 11?
That's the latest I've heard. I haven't heard any change. The airport is one of the busiest. I think D.C. has flights coming in all the time, and I want to mention that the Potomac also has these military helicopters flying over it pretty regularly. So part of what the law enforcement officials were saying in the briefing just now is that on its face, it's not unusual for this flight, this passenger flight, to be taking the path it was and for the military helicopter to be on the path it was. We see these flights come in regularly. We see these helicopters cross the Potomac regularly. But NTSB will be investigating why they didn't alert each other, why they weren't alerted to each other before the collision.
Appreciate your time and the update, Eleanor. Thank you.
Thanks.
CBS's Eleanor Watson at the Pentagon in our nation's capital.